smile every day. Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, right on the southwest side of Columbus. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you, and you know what that means. It's church tonight. We look forward to our midweek service this evening here at Bible Baptist Church. We meet at 6:30 on Wednesday night, and children's clubs meet as well on Wednesday night, and of course a fully staffed nursery, and then the rest of us are in the auditorium where we always have a missionary letter read. We have wonderful congregational singing. We have a prayer guide we give out to everyone to help in our prayer time. We have a man lead us in prayer. And then we have a study of the Word of God. And it just always seems to be what we need right in the middle of the week. And remind you, our Spanish service is not meeting tonight. They're meeting tomorrow night. Special Thursday night service for them. That's 7 o'clock Thursday evening. And hope you can join them for that. All right? Well, listen, if your Bible's close by, 2 Kings chapter 5, please. 2 Kings chapter 5. I'm just going to read a few verses for you, then I'll catch up on the story here that's written for us in 2 Kings chapter 5. But verse number 25, the Bible says, "But he went in," that's Gehazi, "and stood before his master. And Elisha said unto him, Whence comest thou, Gehazi? And he said, Thy servant went no with her. And he said unto him, Went not my heart with thee? When the man turned again from his chariot to meet thee, is it a time to receive money? And to receive garments, and olive yards, and vineyards, and sheep, and oxen, and men servants, and maid servants? The leprosy therefore of Naaman shall cleave unto thee, and unto thy seed forever. And he went out from his presence a leper, as white as snow." There's a little maid who's taken captive in Assyria, and the captain of the host of the Syrians has come down with leprosy. Naaman was his name. And she said something to Naaman's wife, saying, if he'd go see the prophet in Israel, I know he could help him. I believe he'd heal him. And she went and told Naaman that. And of course, Naaman then went. And he saw not Elisha, but the servant of Elisha. And he was upset about it, especially when they told him to go wash in the Jordan River. Oh, he didn't like that at all. There's much cleaner rivers and much better rivers back in Syria than there are there in Jerusalem. And so in Israel. And so he doesn't want to do it. He's angry, but his servants prevail upon him. And he goes and washes in the Jordan, and he is cleansed. The Bible says his skin became as soft as a newborn baby's. And so he returns to Elijah and he says, I want to give you something. I want to pay you for your service. And Elisha says, no, you can't give me anything. You don't owe me anything. It's no charge. You can't pay me anything. And he looks at Gehazi, his servant, Elisha's servant, and says, isn't that wonderful? Oh, yes, it was. But that offering, I wonder if Gehazi thought to himself, that offering, maybe you were a bit hasty in not taking it. So after he leaves and Elisha goes to his room and Gehazi goes into the house, he decides, I'm going to go after him. And he does. Gehazi goes out after Naaman. He says, hey, my master changed his mind. And he asks for 2 talents of silver and 2 changes of garments. And Naaman gives it to him. And he comes back in. And when he comes back in, the Bible says he stood before his master. And then he lied about it. And of course, Elisha caught him in his lie. And can I remind each one of us, every one of us will give account of himself to God. One day you and one day I will stand before our master and will give an account for the things we've done in this body. Gehazi lied about it. There'll be no lying in that day because God knows the truth, just like Elisha knew the truth about Gehazi. And Gehazi was struck with leprosy because of what he did that day. Now, let's glean some truths from this passage, shall we? The Gehazi generation. Number one, they were wrong about money. He was wrong about money. The love of money is the root of all evil. He thought money was going to make him happy. Gehazi tried to think money would do it for him, but it won't do it. And he went bad because he went after money. Achan went bad because he went after money. Judas goes bad because he goes after money. Oh, so many. Balaam, all the way through the scripture. But God is keeping the record book in heaven. If he numbers every hair of our head, don't you think he can keep track of what we give to the Lord? He knows. The tithe is the Lord's. 10% of every dollar we make belongs to God. Of course, it all belongs to God, but he lets us manage the 90%. But I'll tell you, and listen, my friend, that belongs to the Lord. Don't hold back on God. You'll never outgive God. And you certainly don't want to rob God. Why? You'll stand before him one day. Are you paid up? Do you have a balance due? Oh, and I'm not talking about people who don't tithe. I'm talking about someone who gives. And you, here it is, $100 every week. 100, 100, 100, 100. And then you're sick a Sunday and you don't give. The next Sunday, 100, 100, 100 for the next 6 weeks. And then you're out of town for a weekend. You don't give. And over the course of 52 Sundays, you have three or four Sundays where you just skipped. You didn't give. You're in debt to God. And I don't know about you, I'd want to catch up before I see him. I'd want to make sure that I've given God what's rightfully his and not robbed him in tithes or offerings. Do something about it. Don't just shake it off. One day you'll stand before your master. He was wrong not only about money, he was wrong about the will of God. Wrong about the will of God. A little further up in chapter 5 in verse number 22, notice he said, "All is well. My master has sent me, saying, Behold, even now there be come to me from Mount Ephraim two young men of the prophets. Give them, I pray thee, a talent of silver and two changes of garments." He knew. My master has changed his mind. My master has sent me. You know what he's trying to tell him? The Lord wants me to do. The Lord would have us do this. The Lord is leading me. How many times have wrong decisions been made by we say, "Well, I just think the Lord wants us to," or "I just feel the leading of the Lord"? The will of God. The will of God is not doing what I want. The will of God is not living where I want. The will of God is not just doing as I please. The will of God has a will for my life. Now, why didn't he ask Elijah? Because he knew he was going away from the will of God. Oh, I can't tell you the number of times in 42 years of pastoring how many times people don't come and talk to the pastor. Why? Because they know what they're doing isn't the will of God. It's their own will, not God's will. Oh, don't leave the will of God. Don't be a Gehazi. We've been bought with a price. We've been bought with the precious blood of Jesus. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. I cannot do what I want now. I can't go where I want. I can't live where I want. I can't choose my own way. I live the rest of my time in the flesh to the will of God. I want to do God's will, and God's will is found in his word. So he was wrong about the will of God and wrong about money, and he was wrong about deceiving his master. He lied to Naaman about Elisha, but he has to stand before Elisha, and then he says, "I didn't do anything wrong." Can I tell you something? If God says it's wrong, it's wrong. If the man of God says it's wrong, it's wrong. He didn't deceive Elisha, and we don't deceive God either. A pastor watches from the hospital room, a young man park a car, a woman outside, one looking outside the window, stops and looks both ways. And preacher shouts out, "Look up, young man, look up. God sees you. God sees you." And that young man ran as fast as he could down the sidewalk. You can't deceive God. He sees everything. And one day we'll stand before a master. He was wrong about reward time. Elisha had to tell him, "Is it a time for us to receive rewards? Is it a time for us to take the olive yard and the vineyard and all the things?" No, now's not reward time. If you take reward now, you're not having one later. What time is it now? It's service time. What time is it now? It's work time. What time is it now? It's soul winning time. What time is it now? It's junior church time. What time is it now? It's Sunday school time. What time is it now? It's midweek service time. What time is it now? It's choir time. What time is it now? It's get busy for God time. It's sacrifice time. Paydays later. It's not reward time now. It's serve God time now. It's time to work right now. It's not time to rest. And so it's not reward time. He was wrong about money. He was wrong about the will of God. Wrong about deceiving his master. He was wrong about reward time. And he was wrong about the results. Notice what he said when he gave him the leprosy. In verse 27, the leprosy therefore shall cleave to Naaman. Leprosy thereof of Naaman shall cleave unto them, notice, and unto thy seed forever. Oh, what a punishment. Leprosy, not just to him, but to his children and his grandchildren. Years would go by. Years would go by. Hey, don't I know you? I think I do know you. Yeah, you know me. I've known better days than this. I was with Elijah. I was his servant. But I wanted money more than I wanted God's blessings. And now my little boy, he has leprosy too. And my son, my grandson, he has leprosy too. It's not their fault. It's my fault. Oh, I wish I'd have put the emphasis on the right thing. I wish I'd lived for reward later and not reward now. Oh, I wish I hadn't lied. I wish I hadn't coveted. I wish I hadn't deceived Elisha. Are you entertaining thoughts like Gehazi? I'd get on my knees and let my tears fall on the altar. And I'd say, God, forgive me. I only have one life, and I want it to count for God. I don't want to live for money. I don't want to live for popularity. I don't want to live for myself. I want to live for the will of God. Why? One day, I'll stand before my master. Every one of us will give account of himself for God. Don't live for now. Live for then. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of his dear face, all sorrows will erase. So bravely run the race, till we see Christ. We'll all stand before our master. How will it go with you? Well, that's what we learned from Gehazi. I hope that'll be a help to you today. And let's so live that maybe today our Lord will come for me. Maybe today my Savior I shall see. Maybe today will be the day we'll stand before our master. And it could be today. Well, if it is, I'm ready to go. If he decides to tarry, we'll be at church tonight at 6:30, ready for the midweek service. And then we always look forward to that service here right in the middle of the week. Again, thank you for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. If you'd like to email us, pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, and we'd be happy to share any blessings or prayer requests that you might have. And we enjoy praying for you, and I know many of you pray for us. You can go to our website, bbcgrovecity.org, and there's a donate button on there if you'd like to help with the expense of the broadcast and be a blessing to us here. You can use Zelle through the U.S. Bank. Zelle is where we are, and you can find us there, Bible Baptist Church. Okay? Listen, have a great Wednesday, everybody. I'll look forward to being with you again, Lord willing, on the broadcast tomorrow. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.